6. 20 minutes later, the attack software had done what most unsuspecting users like to think is impossible. It had broken a password, revealing that one of the users had chosen the password Frodo, one of the hobbits in the book The Lord of the Rings. With this password in hand, Ivan was able to connect to the ATM6 server using the user's account. There was good news and bad news for our attacker. The good news was that the account he cracked had administrator privileges, which would be essential for the next step. The bad news was that the source code for the game was not anywhere to be found. It must be, after all, on the other machine, the ATM5, which he already knew was resistant to a dictionary attack. But Ivan wasn't giving up just yet. He still had a few more tricks to try. On some Windows and Unix operating systems, password hashes, encrypted passwords, are openly available to anyone who has access to the computer they're stored on. The reasoning is that the encrypted passwords cannot be broken and therefore do not need to be protected. The theory is wrong. Using another tool called PWDump3, also available on the internet, he was able to extract the password hashes from the ATM6 machine and download them. With the hashes now downloaded to his computer, Ivan used another tool that performed a different flavor of password attack, known as brute force. This kind of attack tries every combination of alphanumeric characters and most specific symbols. Lingo. Brute force attack. A password detection strategy that tries every possible combination of alphanumeric characters and special symbols. Ivan used a software utility called L0PHTCrack3, pronounced LoftCrack, available at www.atstake.com. Another source for some excellent password recovery tools is www.lcomsoft.com. System administrators use LoftCrack to audit weak passwords. Attackers use it to crack passwords. The brute force feature in LC3 tries passwords with combinations of letters, numerals, and most symbols, including exclamation point, at sign, number sign, dollar sign, percentage sign, caret, and ampersand. It systematically tries every possible combination of most characters. Note, however, that if non-printable characters are used, LC3 will be unable to discover the password. The program has a nearly unbelievable speed, which can reach to as high as 2.8 million attempts a second on a machine with a 1 GHz processor. Even with this speed, and if the system administrator has configured the Windows operating system properly, disabling the use of LANMAN hashes, breaking a password can still take an excessive amount of time. For that reason, the attacker often downloads the hashes and runs the attack on his or another machine, rather than staying online on the target company's network and risking detection. For Ivan, the wait was not that long. Several hours later, the program presented him with passwords for every one of the development team members. But these were the passwords for users on the ATM6 machine, and he already knew the game source code he was after was not on this server. What now? He still had not been able to get a password for an account on the ATM5 machine. Using his hacker mindset, understanding the poor security habits of typical users, he figured one of the team members might have chosen the same passwords for both machines. In fact, that's exactly what he found. One of the team members was using the password GAMERS on both ATM5 and ATM6. The door had swung wide open for Ivan to hunt around until he found the programs he was after. Once he located the source code tree and gleefully downloaded it, he took one further step typical of system crackers. He changed the password of a dormant account that had administrator rights, just in case he wanted to get an updated version of the software at some time in the future. Analyzing the con. In this attack, that called on both technical and people-based vulnerabilities, the attacker began with a pretext telephone call to obtain the location and host names of the development servers that held the proprietary information. He then used a software utility to identify valid account user names for everyone who had an account on the development server. Next, he ran two successive password attacks, including a dictionary attack, which searches for commonly used passwords by trying all of the words in an English dictionary, sometimes augmented by several word lists containing names, places, and items of special interest. Because both commercial and public domain hacking tools can be obtained by anyone for whatever purpose they have in mind, it's all the more important that you be vigilant in protecting enterprise computer systems and your network infrastructure. The magnitude of this threat cannot be overestimated. According to Computer World magazine, an analysis at New York-based Oppenheimer Funds led to a startling discovery. The firm's vice president of network security and disaster recovery ran a password attack against the employees of his firm using one of the standard software packages. The magazine reported that within 3 minutes, he managed to crack the passwords of 800 employees. Mitnick message. In the terminology of the game Monopoly, if you use a dictionary word for your password, go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You have to teach your employees how to choose passwords that truly protect your assets. Preventing the con. Social engineering attacks may become even more destructive when the attacker adds a technology element. Preventing this kind of attack typically involves taking steps on both human and technical levels.